mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the third chapter of the first book of Moses called Genesis, the 17th through the 19th verses. And to Adam God said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth to you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. It was the great Saint Augustine who once said, before God can deliver us, we must undeceive ourselves. Before God can deliver us, we must undeceive ourselves. In the little ceremony of the ashes on this first day of Lent, we do just that. For as the ashes are imposed on our foreheads, we hear the words God spoke to Adam after he had fallen into sin. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Before God can deliver us, we must undeceive ourselves. This we do as we received the ashes. But not only as we receive the ashes, but rather whenever we truly search our hearts in the light of God's word, especially as we examine ourselves in the light of the Holy Ten Commandments and all that our Lord, together with all the prophets and apostles, had to say about them. Thus we are undeceived. Thus we see the truth about ourselves, that we are all of us, without exception, mortal sinners, sinners doomed to temporal and eternal death. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And then, with penitent hearts, we pray, forgive me, Lord, my sins, the sins of my youth, the sins of the present, the sins I've laid upon myself, the sins I've passed on others by evil example, the sins which are seen by others, and the sins I have tried to hide from my family and friends, from my acquaintances, from my own conscience, from my memory. My crying and my whispering sins, my ignorant sins and my willful sins, my sins against those set over me and those who love me, sins against myself, my own body, my own soul, sins against the Almighty Father, his merciful Son, his blessed Spirit. And thus undeceived, and confessing our sins, we are ready to hear that word of pardon from the cross and from the open tomb of the Savior. Yes, we are mortal sinners. We are dust, and to dust we shall return. But that is not the whole truth. For as St. Paul says, as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. I love those words of John Henry Newman's poem, O loving wisdom of our God, when all was sin and shame, a second Adam to the fight and to the rescue came. O wisest love, that flesh and blood which did in Adam fail should strive afresh against the foe, should strive and should prevail. And now during this Lenten season, we prayerfully reflect on the cost of that great struggle. As Dr. Luther sings, the Son obeyed his Father's will, was born of Virgin Mother, and God's good pleasure to fulfill, he came to be my brother. No garb of pomp or power he wore, a servant's form like mine he bore to lead the devil captive. And so during these Lenten days, we contemplate Christ's fast in the wilderness, his agony of prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, his betrayal by Judas, his unjust trial before Caiaphas, the high priest, and Pilate, the Roman governor, the bitter way of the cross, the crucifixion, death, and burial. Yes, during Lent, we reverently and prayerfully contemplate all this, the cost of our redemption. We see with wondering eyes the astonishing love of God for us, his wayward children. But of course, it doesn't stop there. The third day, he rose again from the dead, ascended into heaven, and sent the Holy Spirit to gather his church out of every land and nation, proclaiming this good news and celebrating that wonderful sacrament wherein we truly receive that body which death could not hold nor the grave contain. And so even on this first day of Lent, when we are so vividly brought back to the beginning of the long and dreary tale of human sin, remember that you were dust, and to dust you shall return. We also partake of that sacrament, which truly is the medicine of immortality, in which we now receive forgiveness of sins, strength for our journey, and the sure promise of the kingdom of heaven. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.